It's time for the Friday morning mailbag. Here are the accumulations of a lot of your communications throughout the week via all the avenues and ways to contact us, not the least of which coming to our studio and kind of pressing your mouth up against the studio window here in Sundance Square. You come by and see the tree while it's up. Actual correspondence from actual home viewers like you. Always loving the Friday morning mailbag, unearthing all of the corporate communication that we get. And if you may remember, we actually talked about this last week being a part of this week's festivities. We had that mandatory email awareness training seminar in the middle of the week, this past week. And let me tell you, I have not opened up an email the entire week. So if you sent one for the Friday morning mailbag, I'm too freaked out right now. There's phishing schemes and there's infiltration, and evidently we're a target of terrorism. I'm not sure. But either which way, the other avenues let us certainly know that you're out there. Sergeant Mike texted in from Melita this morning. Good Friday. You're playing some fantastic music sets. Not to say you don't always. Enjoy as always. Sergeant Mike, appreciate you, buddy, out there. Casey out there in Walnut Springs asks, what time is this is why we can't have nice things? Usually happen in the morning. That would be our daily collection, of course, of those people. Late in the show, every morning, 8:45. Casey, he says that's his favorite part of the show. All right. Hey, all it takes is one. Retired Ricky, our buddy, sends this. Says, I thought y'all would like this. It's a beautiful picture, serene, of a lake. And it says, this generation is talking about 6-7. When maybe they should be learning about 9-5.
6-7!
Hey! Good social media meme burn. Bobo up there in Idaho is still trying to figure out why the... And we are too, Bobo. The pickle floated yesterday. He says, because you have to fish out the last pickle from the bottom of the jar, and yet it floats in the tank. Well,
I'm wondering if y'all doctored that pickle up or something. That ain't right.
I agree, Ricky. Might have to launch an investigation on this. It's either Tara or Tara says, thanks for giving love to our Gordon Longhorns. Been a very tough year, as you know, for the community and our boys, but back better than ever. That's no joke. They won last night.
Hook 'em horns.
Indeed, and they are just a powerhouse in that whole area. And a beautiful new field. 817, not making this up. Text it in. I love you out there. Says KB, Alvarado Indians are in the playoffs too. 3 exclamation points.
Well, y'all didn't mention our schools. Alvarado, Texas. Don't forget it.
Excellent. You mentioned it twice. But no, I thought they were joking, so I went, you know, LOL, and texted back. And then they actually texted back. Did not see the result. Seriously, what was the score? Okay, it was 77-0. Alvarado, Fort Worth, Carter, Riverside. Alvarado Indians move on. Fear the spear. Doris says about that 80-12 victory over Saginaw for the Aledo Bearcats. Man, you can't make that up. No kidding out there. And then also reminds me that Morgan Freeman, for doing his voice, his lawyers are going after people that are cloning Morgan Freeman's voice. Warns me that he's going to Shawshank me. I hope not. But I'm on guard when I'm out in the yard. Boyd and Clifton asks, this is actually Jeremy's show last night, texted in, what do you want to eat? Boyd, I didn't know you were taking orders. Brenda D says, did y'all go to the ribbon cutting for the new Stockyards sign? Oh, no, we did not go to it, actually. Although, definitely was down in the Stockyards recently for some venue locations. More on that in a minute. We're hearing from Tony over there in Great Britain. Good morning to y'all from rainy England. Listening to my favorite radio station, brightens my day. So, thank you. Cheerio, pip pip, and happy birthday to your king. I think he's celebrating Yes King's Day. And then Laura on the road says, wedding present for you, and texts in a picture of a kitty. You're going to get
meow,
me in
meow,
trouble,
meow,
Laura.
Meow, meow.
I can't. There's no more room at the end. And yes, it continues, and rightly so, about a dozen or two dozen Do you know a date yet? Have y'all set a date? Is there a date? Monday morning, 7:47, when we get the fiance on from her show, Elle, we will have a date. We will have a location. And we will have a surprise for you. That's not the surprise. Letters. Well, it's still a surprise.
We get letters. We get your letters.
But that is true.
Day.
We're getting married. Yeah, that's Monday at 7:47. Heatherly will be back. We coming up next, it is Friday morning. Fake
in
news.
The middle of another can't miss morning. KB and Heatherly.